This is Batchy for Blokes.
This might be my favourite series of The Bachelor / Bachelorette ever. Jackie Kosolka here with my friend Joe Thornley.
Hello, I'm a sandcastle with a question about your virginity.
Yes.
And happy birthday for Sunday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Every year for my birthday, I get 2 grand finals, a long weekend, and unavailable friends.
Yeah. Yes, you do. I'm really sorry about that.
It's also Julie Andrews' birthday on my birthday. And Sting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yours is quite. I get.
Mamma Mia. What's her name? Mia Friedman.
Mia Friedman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah, what's Mamma Mia's name? It's Mia. I get Brooke Shields. And Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah. And your sister.
What's up, Shelley?
Yeah. Now, speaking of sisters, the first episode I was thinking of you and Shelley and how much you guys wouldn't be able to do that because you're identical twins.
And I've done things like that before where you're playing a part and your friends in...
Yeah.
A friend or relative is in shot and you can't. No eye contact. Otherwise,
lose it. I apologise for this question in advance because I do try to respect the fact that you're an identical twin and not ask you really annoying questions. But have you and Shelley swapped?
Yes.
Ah!
In fact, the first time we did it was in like year 5 in primary school.
Mm.
And it wasn't till, what was his name? Oh, Andrew Smith, basic name. just went, hey, that's not Shelley. Like the whole class was in. He just forgot that that's what we were doing. But not with blokes, except on the phone.
Because you sound very like.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, we do.
So cool.
But that's why I.
Twins are so cool.
You know, no one likes the recorded sound of their voice. You do. Okay, maybe I shouldn't start with questions.
No, can I tell you?
No.
Because I work in radio, right? And whenever when someone's done a voiceover or they're playing back something on air, you'll see someone just stand there and listen to their voice.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, I do like the sound of my voice.
Like a kelpie with its ear up.
Well, it's kind of what we do.
Well, mine just sounds like Shelley, so it's kind of comforting.
Yes.
You know, from when we were chatting in the womb.
Twins are so freaking cool.
Well, I have to agree.
So Wednesday night's episode of The Bachelorette. First of all, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
I don't find any of the men attractive. None of them.
Not even James?
I want to be friends with James. I think he's a nice guy.
I want to be friends with James Pants.
I do not want to rip his clothes off.
Right. Mm. Are you waiting for the intruder?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But we will get to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie's skewing older lately.
I am.
So it might be just her cup of tea.
I haven't. I'm contemplating dipping a toe in the 40-something, maybe early 50s.
Yeah,
a toe. I haven't actually gone through with it yet. So, but I am at the races this weekend. So there might be an opportunity to...
Jackie and I don't agree on the races.
I know. That's why I didn't invite you to my birthday because I knew you wouldn't want to come.
That's the reason. If I, on Tinder, if I see a guy at the race, it's like, oh, all right, let's see what your other photos save you. Mm. I'm not a racist.
We have a really posh friend, Eddie. Eddie's coming to the races. And I just might.
How many weeks ago did she plan her outfit?
Yes. And despite being really posh, I'm not sure the races are her thing. So my strategy tomorrow is just to get her slightly blind.
Yep.
And then she'll be fine.
Disclaimer, drinking isn't responsible.
No.
But fun.
So much fun. Okay, so Wednesday night we had a single date with Luke, who looks like an AFL player. Like a recently retired AFL player. As in he's fit, he's tall.
Yeah, good and tall.
Yeah, but that's...
He's got quite a chin.
Yeah, he does.
But he's super... Yeah, he's just... He's lovely looking.
He's... Yeah, yeah. I would say that. So they went to the beach and it looked effing freezing.
Yeah, which also, as soon as you saw how cold it was, that Sophie was sitting there with a jacket, you thought, we're not going to see Luke's rig.
No.
Just to objectify him a little bit.
Oh, but the thing is, what I'd like to do, I work with a lot of men and I'd like to get one of them in here. And I work with a lot of ex-football players too as well. And
I like that's separate to men. I work with men and ex-football players.
And I'd like to get them in and get their thoughts on this because I kind of think, and it might be old-fashioned for me to say this and it might be politically incorrect, I think men don't mind being objectified. I think they love it.
Look, I think some people don't mind being objectified and some people do.
Mm.
It's best not to do it unless they're on reality TV.
So they're at the beach.
The sandcastle game.
Oh, yes.
That was a stupid game. You could even see, Like editors and producers and everything, after a couple of questions, seem to go, yeah, look, I know everyone spent a long time making sandcastles, but this is stupid. Let's abandon it.
So there was a question underneath, inside each.
And the sandcastle.
Yes.
And the first one was, at what age did you lose your virginity?
Yeah.
That's a super private question.
Yeah. And if someone was to ask me that, I would not tell them.
I don't think I would either. And partly because it's really, I reckon it's really hard to answer that question and not feel like someone's making a decision about you based on that, and making a judgment.
Well, absolutely. And his answer was 17 and he goes, oh, and the girl was 24. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Big discussions at my work about that. Because I felt a bit funny about it, but I felt funny about the girl, like her skewing that young and inexperienced.
I'll stop you there.
Okay.
My parents, when they met,
right,
Dad was 17 and Mum was 24.
Are your parents Luke and his first girlfriend?
They've been together for 45 years.
There's always an example.
And he was a barman working illegally behind the bar, and it was New Year's Eve, and she got stood up, and okay, he was like, penny for your thoughts.
I make an exception for barman.
Yeah, I know, but I looked at that note and I was like, oh, creepy, and I was like, oh, hang on, that's my parents. Still creepy. It's a bit.
I think that those two ages, regardless of gender, because it feels like one's very much at the end of childhood. And
disagree.
One's, okay,
I disagree because it's normal to me because that's all I've known with my parents.
Yeah,
but I disagree because Dad left school quite young and had been working for 2 years.
Yeah,
at that stage,
other examples.
They were different times. And if he was working, you know, illegally behind a bar, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I think now it would be strange.
I don't think it's a sign of the times. For me, because a lot of my problem is, why would you pick someone with zero experience? I think that's my.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, but see, I'd love to wade into this territory, but it just gives me the heebie-jeebies because
we're
my
talking
parents.
About your parents doing it. Right. Yes, good point.
By the way, my birthday is the 1st of October, so that means my parents did it. It means they did it on New Year's Eve. So every New Year's Eve, Mum's like, oh, and I'm like, ah!
10, yeah, 9, ah, 8.
Oh. So they, besides the awkward questions, oh, that's right. And then she was like, do you want to go for a surf? And he's like, yeah,
teach me to surf.
Yeah, sick. Waves are pumping. Yeah. That's what he
Kawabunga.
Was like.
Bunga. But it's kind of, can you teach me to surf for no reason?
Yeah.
They didn't surf.
No. So they're in wetsuits because it was effing freezing. They were in these, what do you call them, things?
Sumo, or as Sophie said, giant inflatable condoms. P.S. All condoms are inflatable.
Yes. Some are giant, some are not.
Mm.
They're on a couch.
Of course
that.
They were.
And then there was a patch.
There was. And I can't decide if it was awkward because they were both into it and nervous, or awkward just because it was disjointed awkward. The patching isn't great.
No, the patching's not great. There's no fire.
No.
So I wasn't vibing their pash at all.
Yeah. Do you think she's just super self-conscious about that part?
Yeah. And I would be too if I was being forced to kiss someone on TV with cameras in my face.
God,
I don't know.
Grow up.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pashing's just, you know, the first pash is always a bit awkward.
Yeah. I do a thing. Have I mentioned this before? I do a thing when I'm watching TV. If anyone's kissing, doesn't matter who, what circumstances, I lift my chin a little bit. It's just this automatic response.
I can't remember the group date. See, I get caught up in the first. What happened after the Luke date?
Mate, it was Undercover Family.
Oh, yes.
Or if it was a show, I'd call it Family Fake Out.
Yeah. So Sophie's parents were driving the boys in cars to a secret
location.
It's
Gail and Tommy. And I think everyone was just being polite in the car that Sophie's mum was in because there's an older lady.
Yeah, she looked like a mum. Do you know what I mean? So you just be, you know, you don't say fuck.
No. Well, none of them did. But at the same time, then there was the car with Sophie's dad in it and there was Sam. I'm so over Sam.
I'm so off Sam.
Shut up.
Just shut up, mate. You're so not cool.
And most I know of what he talks about is how funny he is.
I know. And I know that you don't read things.
Yeah.
But I read things about him and all the articles seem to be at the moment are about bad Tinder dates he's been on and girls saying, and then he like expected me to pay for this. And then he had this like weird toy collection. It's like,
And sort your hair out.
Oh, sort it out, mate. Just shave it off.
Do something.
Just like the comb over's weird.
For my recaps on Yahoo Seven. Yahoo Seven. Yeah. At Yahoo. I got a screenshot of him and I was trying to determine where his actual hairline is, and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be fine if he had no hair as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
It's like anything, literally.
Yeah, so he was just being a bit of a dick in yeah. the car, wasn't he?
Lust is when you want to bang him.
Yeah.
And love is when you want to look after him. Oh. Maybe look after the people you bang as well, mate.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just finding reasons to be outraged.
Then they all went to, the bush. And yeah,
the bush, to a shed in the bush.
And were told to do the paint. Oh, were they revealed? The parents weren't revealed then, were
no.
they?
No.
And they were told, oh, that's right. They were like, oh, here's an art analyst and you're going to do some art and she's going to analyze how you feel about Sophie.
It was a ruse.
It was Sophie's sister. And the best bit about this, and I was thinking about you and Shelley the whole time, and again, you wouldn't be able to do it because you look so alike. But our aforementioned friend, Eddie, works with your sister
yeah.
in a big corporate building. And she's like, oh my God, it's corporate yeah. Joe Thornley. Or
yeah,
not.
Shelley loves being called that.
The whole time I was watching it, it's like Sophie was like, I can't look at my sister, I can't. And there was one shot of her, no one was looking at her, but Sophie was doing that, you know, that silent laughing.
Yes.
How good is silent laughing?
One of the I can't imagine Georgia Love doing that realistically, but like Sophie Monk is so authentic.
She was crying, but not being able to, you know. And yes. The sister was so great.
Utterly great. I think the macrame vest was a bit much, but.
You could tell the sister was like, it's my time to shine.
Because she was doing the touchy-feely.
Does that make you feel?
Let me tell you which ones are the energizing crystals. She was doing that voice that you love.
So Ryan, one of the villains, they had a bit of time and he was like, I was like, shit, he's taking this really seriously.
Yes.
And he's like, the tree represents this. And she's like, yes, yes.
He was almost likable when he was talking about the struggle he had when his mother died.
He was. So then it was revealed that they were all monks. And although Sophie's dad looks like Kevin Rudd, don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, only since you texted me about it during the show.
Is Kevin Rudd Sophie Monk's dad?
Yes.
All Queenslanders, so maybe. Then it was revealed that they're all monks and Sam was like, oh, shit. And it's like, yeah, mate, stop being a dick.
Yes.
Grow up.
It wouldn't matter if they were his parents or not. Whoever was driving would have thought he was a dick.
You know,
because
Sam is power lad. Remember that episode of Sex and the City where Carrie goes home with that guy who owns the comic book
store,
who still lives with his parents and eats KFC and gets high all the time?
Yes.
That is Sam.
I think he needs a fidget spinner or something. He just needs something to calm that shit down.
And a haircut.
Which bit are we up to?
Oh, we're up to the monks have been revealed. Sophie's dad told a really, cool story. He's quite cool.
Yeah.
And geez, they're a fun family. I really liked them.
Yeah, same. You know that dinner's at their house. Well, let's be honest. Drinks at their house.
Yeah.
They're going to be good.
Yeah.
And then when Ryan, she spends the whole beginning part of the episode saying how much she loves swearing and how good she is at.
Yeah.
And then Ryan.
Oh, Ryan won some alone time with Sophie.
Yeah, so just after we've had that crest of his likability graph, it plummets again when he just says, look, I want a hot girl who doesn't swear.
Sorry, mate, don't exist.
Yeah. Holy gosh, what a mother kisser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, the graph of his likability looks like a boob.
Yep, pretty much.
So does he.
We're at the mansion. I can't remember how exactly we got onto this, but basically Sam and
Jared
had a chat.
But this is after Jared going and having a chat to Bingham. Bingham's a person on the show, I swear.
I think it's a great name.
Bingham
went to a private school. And
Bingham had a private school named after him.
Yeah, Bingham went to a private school and probably works in banking.
Yeah, or maybe in horse racing. Just to bring that back.
Yeah. And he plays AFL or rugby union.
Oh, rugby union.
Rugby
100%.
Union.
100%. Yeah. And this is after Jared talking to Bingham and going, oh, yeah, this is, Sam's a boy. Sam's like three years older than Jared.
I know.
So look, and then he does this impersonation where he waggles his fingers under his chin to be Sam's beard.
Yeah.
And goes, "Hey, dudes."
He's so uncool.
I don't know if Jared's ever met people before.
I think Jared is really uncool.
Same. But you know how there's... Okay, I don't go what the hell with guys. I sort of date them, see if I like them, and I don't, you know, kiss them or agree to a second date if there's no sparky stuff.
Because, why would you? Because you're putting yourself through.
Exactly. And I used to just go, oh, what the hell, this will do for now. And then you'd get, you know, every now and again, you'd get a Jared who thinks that maybe one kiss means you're married and then you spend a year extricating yourself. He's that dude.
Yes. He's that dude I went on a date with who, like, nothing happened and then wouldn't stop texting me.
Yeah. He's the dude that thinks an accidental hand brush means
sex.
Yes.
So they were having a chat and was like basically two bitches sorting out their drama.
But it wasn't. It was Jared just saying, look, I'm going to walk all over everyone to get to Sophie. But he was saying it with the face of someone that was going, I'm the peacekeeper man. But there was an electric fence metaphor, and I don't know if Sophie's like a cow in that scenario.
And it was also like, I just felt really, I was like, what is the point of this? And I thought, they're both goobers.
Okay,
and
it's on The Bachelorette, there's no point.
And I thought, they're both goobers, and he's making Sam look really good here, which is saying a lot.
Yes.
So then we had the Rosatorium and
four complete strangers down to the, three complete strangers gone.
Three randos went home, by mates. Then we went to Thursday night's episode and we had, I loved this. I don't care that it was sexist and objectifying men. I freaking loved it.
It was objectifying them, which was fine, but it was that kind of, why don't they get girls to make a wardrobe as well?
Yeah.
Mate, except for changing the tire thing. Sorry, Dad, I forgot everything you taught me.
Yeah.
Wardrobe, plank, wardrobe, and making fire, I would be the manliest man.
Yeah. Yeah. I like watching men do things.
I
loved it.
Because
it made them all instantly three times more attractive.
I wouldn't say three times for me, but because I like to fix things and I don't like calling tradies. I like giving it a go myself. I like problem solving and all that sort of thing. So at first I was like, I was all het up and ready to object. And then James changed the tire in record time and I was a bit gooey.
I know. Well, he's your favourite.
He read the instructions.
I know. So basically it was a man Olympics and the first round was how long you could plank.
Yeah.
Right. And so Sam's come out first and it's like.
And Apollo like second.
I know. And Apollo's got rig.
Can I just say though.
Yeah. Say his name properly. Apollo.
But. Okay, Mac, when he first arrived, he did that terrible you and me song.
Oh, yeah.
And then we didn't hear from him.
Yeah.
And then he won the planking challenge and he went really well in the whole man thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Oh, wifey.
No, Return of the Mac.
How long have you been sitting on that one? It's so good.
4 hours.
That is so good. Then there was, so they had to plank and then they had to build a wardrobe and then they had to change a tire. All you need to know about the challenge was how freaking insane Jared went.
The competition's over and he's still changing the tire because he thinks that looking like a desperate psychopath is better than not being noticed at all.
Or as the men called it, Robocop.
What is going on in his head? I think it's a weird kind of narcissism where he thinks he's the only person there.
It's a military thing, I think.
Let's not tar the whole military with that horrible brush.
Mm.
I've got, like, my brother used to be in the military.
I loved when Osher came over. And P.S., Osher.
Yeah.
I directly asked him to come on the podcast on Twitter.
Don't be Jared. Don't be Jared about this.
Directly tweeted him and he just threw me a like. A like is a...
Thank you for that. Oh, he gets lots of requests. Don't be Jared.
No, more of him. A like is what I give people on Twitter when I don't want to write back to them, you know?
Oh, Jared.
And the prize was alone time with Sophie.
Yes.
For your mate.
Oh, but... Can we talk about them making the fire? That was literally and metaphorically hot.
Yeah, Yeah. And actually, I was watching it and I thought, oh, Joe's going to be all up in this because she loves James.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, he just looks like he's just got no sex appeal about him. But when I was watching, when he was making the fire, I was like, maybe.
I know this is the driest thing I could ever say, but nothing is sexier than competence. I hope. Just, he was good at everything, but he wasn't arrogant about it.
No, he wasn't.
He just gets shit done.
Yeah, he does.
Gets on with it. I love that. Is
and he had a, actually, you know what?
Such
a
widener for me.
Had an arm tap.
Yeah, but a little subtle
surprise
one.
Arm tap. And I was like, all right. See, you look like a chartered accountant, but now you look a little bit sexy because a little bit arm tap.
Someone tweeted, I think it was someone from BuzzTweet or that tweeted last night, once Sophie said to him, you're good at everything, we're all going, everything.
He didn't get a pash though.
I know. I think she thinks he's friends. But no, he's saving himself for me.
And yes. And also, I've noticed Sophie's starting to get a bit off Jared. And that was evident in the cocktail party when Jared was like, I've skipped.
You skipped Apollo.
Sorry. I've skipped Apollo and I've skipped a single date with Sam.
Yeah.
Sam has a double delight rose. Boring. They make
cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
It's very boring. Oh, she except did. He says, I inject magic into the day.
No.
And it's like, are you jealous of Apollo much?
Stop talking, Sam, and please go away.
Yeah.
No pash, so she's not into him.
She gave him a rose probably because she has to.
Because he got the double date thing. Anyway, then we're at the cocktail party and, oh, gorgeous Apollo did a spoon,
so
fork
great.
Bending.
Why is he making magic great?
He was doing let's make magic great again. He was doing a fork bending.
He was and it was with a fork to give us all opportunities to make fork jokes.
This year's narrator is Blake, one of the villains.
Yeah.
And he's delightful. Jared.
Jared, mate, what are you doing?
Jared pulls Sophie aside because, like, you know, he's Isla Fisher in Wedding Crashers. If you run away, I will find you.
Wow, you should have made that reference before.
I know. Mm. Sorry, it's become my thing. It's become my crutch.
Got you some dirt with your name on it.
Oh,
mate. We're going to plant violas, but just, okay, fine, that's a cute activity, but don't say, we're planting our love, we can watch it grow together. And she's just, she realises that she has to start, you know, not openly rejecting him, but she has to just block that as soon as it comes up. So it's like, what if it dies? And he just kept it going, well, that depends on how much you care for it.
She was screaming behind the eyes.
Oh.
You know, that kind
of. It was her eyes were deafening.
So I was like, gosh. But she keeps on giving him roses. Like, stop.
Yeah. Oh, we need him to stay in there. I love talking about him.
Yeah.
But then he's like, see this thing that represents our love.
Mm.
I plant stuff with my mum all the time.
Shit.
He's Kathy Bates to her James Caan.
I find him really creepy. Really creepy.
Do you?
Yep. Yeah.
That's weird because, like, everybody does. He's the kind of person that sculpts you in his spare time.
It's
from a photograph.
It's just
down the
we
shop.
Had such high hopes for you, Jared. Such
high
hopes.
I get it, cause on the high wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Actually, yeah.
God damn it.
Jared's graph and Ryan's graph. Pair of boobs.
Yeah. Pair of boobs that are not going all the way. Bingham
went home.
Bingham went home, by doll. He's gone back to his banking job and his rugby training on weekends.
No more toy sloth around his neck. He was sitting at that kitchen
table
with a toy sloth.
Because I texted Joe and I was like, which one's this one? And then she sent me back toy sloth. Mm. So then we got a preview of next week's episodes.
Intruders. Older intruders.
Yep. Which is delightful.
And a hint of a celebrity intruder.
Yes.
If you've read anything about that, don't you tell me.
Okay. And also, there was one, it was a hot guy and he was like, and I'm a granddad. I was like, what?
That guy wasn't hot, but he was a granddad.
I thought he was hot. So
if a sandcastle asked him, when did you lose your virginity? He would have been like, oh, 9.
You know, I have two theories about this.
Mm.
I wonder, and I've got my friend who was a former producer, to pretty much confirm this. But I wonder if Soph went to the producers and went, guys, I'm just not into any of these guys because they're all, you know, immature goobers. And they were like, yep, got it. Four hot 40-somethings.
I think it would have all been settled beforehand.
Do you reckon? Because I've heard that happens.
Okay.
Anyway, good times ahead.
Absolutely. But for now, like, what's his face? Thingamajig, who's it? And that guy that breakdanced one time, we gone.